It's time for the Rural Intelligence Report. Once a week, we get together with Mark Williams, and we take a look at just a fraction, really, of the things you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. And, of course, they've got a great app for your smartphone as well. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. Busy day, busy week. We've got a lot going on and some really some interesting twofers this week, actually, one way and another. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we can start off the week at Bard College.
Well, this is one of the twofers because there are two events at Bard College. The first, which all involve books, by the way, or reading and whatever. So the first one is on Monday, February the 19th, and this is at the in Bard College's in their Reem Caden Center. And they've asked the author Carmen Maria Machado, who's this year's Bard Fiction Prize winner, to come and talk. She's currently the writer in residence there, and she's going to be reading from her work. She'll be talking about her collection of work over the time. Her debut story collection, which is called Her Body and Other Parties, wasn't just a winner for the Bard Fiction Prize, but it was a sort of a National Book Award finalist. And it was a finalist for the Kirkus Prize, so it's well known. Her work has appeared in all sorts of different places. So you may have come across her in The New Yorker, in Granter, Electric Literature, NPR Books as well. And her stories have been reprinted in some of the magazines that I'm sure people will know: Best American Science Fiction and Fantasy, Best Horror of the Year, Best. One I love is Best Weird Fiction. And also Best Women's Erotica. So she is all over the place. She's currently working on a memoir, which is called House in Indiana, which is due out in 2019. So she has all sorts of, her stories are considered sort of bizarre, hilarious, sexy, addictively entertaining is one of the words which I picked up. And she really sort of takes on all sorts of complex ideas about femininity, gender, sexuality, and sort of mixes it all up. So the book is sort of considered what they call an oddball masterpiece, and obviously it impressed the people at Bard. And I think the Bard Fiction Prize is worth 2 seconds as well. It's awarded to a promising emerging writer who is an American citizen and aged 39 years or younger. And it's what's great about it is it's a $30,000 cash prize, and they also get an appointment as a writer in residence at Bard for one semester, and she doesn't have to give any classes or not. The only thing that the winner has to do is give at least one public lecture. Well, of course, this is her public lecture. So it's on Monday the 19th, 7 o'clock in the Reem Caden Center. So that's definitely worthwhile going to. But then you might just be aware that on Wednesday, February the 21st, again at Bard, but this time in the Fisher Center in the Sosnoff Theater, they're going to host a conversation with Chelsea Manning. And I think that, by the way, I think this is going to be absolutely jam-packed. So do make sure you look for tickets online before you turn up at the theater. Obviously, Chelsea Manning is well known because of the way that she disclosed thousands of classified documents and all to do with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and when she was an intelligence analyst for the Department of Defense. But, I mean, she's not going to be talking just about that, because obviously there are a whole series of other areas where I think she's got a lot of interesting things to say, not just about artificial intelligence, but government transparency, and of course about queer and transgender rights and all that type of thing. It's going to be Bard is going to be absolutely jam-packed for this. So that's at 6 o'clock at the Fisher Center Sosnoff Theater at Bard on Wednesday the 21st. So definitely make sure you have a reservation before you turn up.
All right, the 10th annual event is going on in Dalton, Taste of the Berkshires, on the 22nd.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So the Taste of the Berkshires, we've talked about before, it's a wonderful opportunity that lots of local restaurants come to a location and bring their all their equipment and whatever it is and set up little tasting menus and bars. And you literally can go from one, you buy a ticket and you go from one little restaurant location to another. You eat enormous quantities of food. I'm sure it's not really, but it's all delicious, fantastic food. I'm sure it's, I overeat on these events. And this year it's at the Stationery Factory in Dalton. And it's also going to be celebrating the Junior League of Berkshire County's 85th anniversary. So they're sort of hosting it. And it's really a tremendous value. The tickets are only $35 a person, or $60 if you go as a couple. And the in this year, the Taste of the Berkshires, the proceeds directly benefit the community programs hosted by the Junior League of Berkshire County. So it's a, for a good cause. It's incredibly good value. It's a great evening. The Stationery Factory in Dalton is a great location for this because it's enormous, lots of little nooks and crannies. And so you'll be able to go wander around and do a fantastic tasting. It starts at 5 o'clock, as I say, on Thursday, February the 22nd. So that should be great fun.
Let's move on to Great Barrington. Aha, a French wine dinner at the Prairie Whale on the 22nd.
Yeah, yes. So now, this actually, I always include these wine tastings as I'm afraid I'm a bit of a fan of them. And Prairie Whale has never done one of these before. This is the first time where Prairie Whale is getting together with Nee James, which is has a couple of wine stores in the Lennox and Stockbridge area. And they're, as you say, putting on this French wine dinner. And it's on Thursday, February the 22nd. And what they're putting together is a five-course meal. And then they're bringing in, Nee James is bringing in a whole series of wines from small and independent French producers. Now is the time to buy your French wines because the dollar has weakened in the last few weeks, months. Their prices are going to go up over the next few months, I suspect. So it's probably better to try and get in there. And there will be a whole, there'll be somebody talking about the wines, giving us a bit of background and whatever it is. So that's at 6:30, Thursday, February the 22nd as well. So you'll learn, it's an opportunity to learn and to enjoy great food.
Pittsfield, Massachusetts is next on the list, the 10x10 Festival.
Yeah, this looks, the 10x10 Festival is continuing, and as it goes on to the February the 25th, it's been incredibly successful so far. You know, every year they, it's been going on for now a number of years, and it's been really improving. And the 10x10 Real Art Party is on Thursday, February the 22nd. And it's the Berkshire Art Association Art Party. And what it gives you is a chance to win a choice of your 10x10 piece of work by a local artist. So local artists are asked to create a drawing or a piece of art, which is painting, whatever, which is 10 by 10 inches. And then they put it on display at the Berkshire Museum, and it's sold via a sort of online auction or an auction of one sort or another. So you but only have to spend $25. So you are really, you get a tremendous piece of art for $25, and it really is absolutely great fun. So you have an opportunity to take home a real work of art for $25 for the year, for the week, for the party. And by the way, you also know that you're funding a whole series of really wonderful ventures which help artists in the area as well. And it goes to college fellowships. The money raised goes to college fellowships, to art field trips for Berkshire high schools, or also things like free admission for art students to the Berkshire Museum. So all good things. That's check out the details via Rural Intelligence, but it starts at 6 o'clock on Thursday, February the 22nd.
And on the 24th of February in Adams, Thunderfest returns.
Yes. Now, this is an interesting year for Thunderfest. This is the winter festival event, which involves all sorts of food and drink and live music and vendors. And this year they've got the snow train is running again. That's on Berkshire Scenic Railway. And it's all up in Adams. And usually what happens is it's on the same day as the fantastic Thunderbolt Trail ski race, whereby absolutely fanatic skiers would race up to the top of Mount Greylock and then come and ski down again. Well, this year they have decided to change it up a lot, and now they have developed something called the Bolt. It's pretty much the same trail as the Thunderbolt Trail, but it's a different race, because what happens now is the competitors. And by the way, this is part of a whole series of what they're similar sort of events that are going to be in Massachusetts over the next few months. They're called Rando Race Series. It's throughout New England. And what happens on this is that the racers have to skin up the hill using skins on the bottom of their cross-country skis. They climb up to what's called the Thunderbolt Shelter, which is very close to the summit of Mount Greylock. And then they ski back down the Thunderbolt Trail. So it's pretty demanding one way and another. The problem is that they have to do it two more times. So they have to do it in total three times with no break. It will be a total of 5,000 vertical feet of up and down racing. The competitor who completes the course in the shortest time wins, of course. And as I say, it's part of a whole series of rando races, which are throughout New England at this time of year. But of course, so this year you can go to Thunderfest, support and cheer on the racers. It really is unbelievably grueling. But the great thing is you don't actually have to race to enjoy it all, because at Thunderfest, there's all sorts of live music. There's great food. There's a whole, the thing I like is the chowder competition. They have got a whole series of new restaurants producing chowder this year. And that's great value as well. You pay $3 and you get to taste all sorts of different and vote on all sorts of different chowders. That starts at 1:30. There's also local beers and local wines as well, and craft vendors. So it's a whole big event. There's, don't forget the snow train. That's a great thing as well. That's Berkshire Scenic Railway doing their thing there. So it's all on Saturday, February the 24th, up in Adams, starting at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That will be a great fun event up in Adams on Saturday.
A little milder form of entertainment in Kent on the 24th.
You won't have to race up 5,000 and race down 5,000 vertical feet of Mount Greylock for Kent Town Hall on Saturday as well. This is for the gardeners out there. This is a talk they're calling Herb Liberation. Karen Busolino, who we've talked about before, is a great garden photographer. She's a writer. She also is an expert on organic land care. And she's going to be coming to the Kent Town Hall to talk about how to use herbs throughout the landscape, not just in herb garden, or in the vegetable garden, but in flower gardens, all sorts of things as well, to encourage pollinators, really important at the moment, also use ground cover and more. So that's at 2 o'clock. Kent Town Hall on that Saturday, February the 24th as well.
We'll head to the Spencertown Academy Arts Center on the 24th.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think a few weeks ago we were talking about the Spencertown Academy fundraiser that they had, where they, you know, have these wonderful dinner parties and get people to make a contribution for a really amazing academy bang in the middle of Spencertown. Not where you expect it at all, but it really sits there on the hill overlooking the town, and it's really beautiful. Well, this is a chance to see why they're raising money to support the Spencertown Academy and the sort of thing they're doing there. And it just looks absolutely fascinating. It's an event. It's a screening of a film called Follow the Ninth in the Footsteps of Beethoven's Final Symphony. It's a documentary about the symphony's global impact. But the nice thing is it's going to be followed by a question and answer session with one of the co-producers of the documentary called Greg Mitchell. And he's going to be there. But they're also going to have somebody playing as well some Beethoven music. Lincoln Mayorga is going to be there playing some Beethoven sonatas as well. So it's a lovely event. It starts at 4 o'clock at the Spencer Town Academy Art Center. Definitely will need tickets beforehand. So go to ruralintelligence.com and you can click through to their website to get all the information and get a ticket.
On the same day, the Hudson Area Library has food for thought.
Yeah, this is one of those twofers as well in a funny way. We talked a few minutes ago about Taste of the Berkshires. That's an organization which is designed to help farmers and restaurants and local businesses to get together and to protect and develop farming and encourage farming in the Berkshires. Well, on Saturday the 24th in Hudson at the Hudson Area Library, you can check out what they're doing in Columbia County. In a similar sort of a vein. So they're holding this event, which is called Food for Thought. And it's a conversation which is exploring food and food security and how it's best developed in Columbia County. It's a very hot topic at the moment because there are so many people who are moving into the area, who are getting involved in farming and agriculture of one sort or another. It's going to be led by individuals in the agricultural and farming area, in education. Also, they're bringing in emergency food experts as well. And don't worry, at the end of it all, there's going to be a home-cooked meal as well. Actually, interestingly enough, the home-cooked meal will be made from what they're calling gleaned ingredients as well. So it will be very self-sustaining. So if you're interested in food, you're interested in food security, if you're interested in developing food in the area, encouraging farmers, encouraging restaurants and locavore restaurants, all that type of thing, this is an event I think that you might be interested in. It's, as I say, on that Saturday, 24th, at 5 o'clock in the evening at the Hudson Area Library. Again, check out all the details before you turn up because they want to know the numbers, etc.
On the 24th, Close Encounters with Music comes to St. James Place in Great Barrington.
Yeah, this is a wonderful location for these concerts. It's intimate, but it's big enough to be, to take a large crowd, but still have an intimacy to it. And Close Encounters with Music are really taking advantage of it with their midwinter fireside concert. It's going to feature Yehuda Hanani, and he's going to be playing J.S. Bach's Gamba sonatas. They're going to have an American counter tenor, Araya Nausbaum Cohen, and he's going to be singing some English songs from Dowland, Purcell, and Handel. And they're all going to be accompanied by the pianist Michelle Levin. So that's at 6 o'clock at St. James's Place in Great Barrington.
On February 24th, Windsor, Notch View Brew Moon.
Yep. Well, some of the snow is gone. Some of it's coming back. And by the time Saturday the 24th comes around, who knows what will be the case in Windsor. But Notch View has these wonderful Brew Moon events where you have an opportunity to go moonlight skiing or snowshoeing through the property. It is going to be moonlight only, so you'll have to take your flashlight or something like that. The whole point is it's a self-guided tour, so you can ski through the trees or you can snowshoe on their trails. And then afterwards, they put together this lovely event in the visitor center where they offer you some beer, some wine, there's a cheese tasting. It all starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday the 24th up there in Windsor. So really, if you want a bit of exercise, get some fresh air and build up some appetite, this is a great opportunity to do it. So that's at Notch View in Windsor on Saturday the 24th.
We will wrap things up in Tivoli on February 25th.
Yeah, I couldn't resist this because I know Katz Barnes has got Jessica Lange rehearsing now. And Katz Barnes is this wonderful location for dancers to use. It's out of the city. It's out of big cities. So the dancers can bring their entire companies there. There's enormous amount of space, and so they can get to really practice and hone pieces of work they're working on, and then rehearse them. And Jessica Lange's dance company is going to be there. This, I imagine she's there this week. And then on Sunday, the 25th, they have an open rehearsal. So it all culminates in this open rehearsal. It's Jessica Lange's dance company is just absolutely wonderful. I've seen it several times. They're really popular in the area. They've been to Jacob's Pillow a couple of times as well. This is a real chance to check out what they're actually working on at the moment. And the great thing is that on Sunday the 25th there at the Katz Barn in Tivoli, this event is free. Which is the sort of price that I know so many people like. It's at 2:30 Sunday afternoon, the 25th. If you like dance, this is a real opportunity to just relax and enjoy something for free. That's at the Katz Barn.
And that is this week's look at just some of the things you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
I look forward to it, Marshall. So speak to you then.